Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah! If you got a brand deal that's worth $1 million to talk about something you 100% don't agree with, would you do it? Ooh. Would you do it?
Would I do it? I would say no. And I know that sounds like...
I wouldn't either.
Can like, I? Easily. Do you want some real tea?
Yeah.
This is some real tea.
Oh my God, guys.
Guys, I've never...
Cuddle in.
No, I've never said this.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here to drop part 2. 2 of an amazing episode with my BFF Alicia. If you haven't heard the first part of it, go back and listen to that first because it really sets up this episode. If you didn't know already, Alicia is an amazing influencer, YouTuber, powerhouse boss woman, and also just overall great gal, and would love for you guys to get to know her through the pod if you don't already. So listen to the first one, get ready for the second. She shares so many insightful and cool details about her life that she doesn't really talk about online, so I'm super excited to share that with you. Make sure you follow me on Instagram to vote in future polls on my stories. My Instagram is at @tayl0r_king. Be sure to rate and leave this podcast a review in the podcast app. It means the world to me. I'm so pumped for you guys to listen to this episode. Let's put on our podcast seatbelts wherever it is you're listening to me. Turn it up in the car, the Alexa. Put your headphones on. Let's do this. Here we go. Hope you enjoy. Would you date an influencer?
Oh, no.
Have you ever?
I have not.
You have not. Okay.
I have not dated an influencer.
A lot of your friends do.
A lot of my friends have.
Sorry.
I want to say no. Am I opposed to it? No, but I really would not want to.
Got it.
So no.
I would, but I'd rather not.
Yeah.
I'm like more like, into am that.
If that's who I'm meant to be with, like, okay.
Like, if you're an NBA basketball player, I don't
know. Yeah, I'd be like, prefer that, like, but.
Okay. 72% said yes, they would.
Oh. Well, here's my reasoning for no. At least being another influencer. So it might be different for someone who's not an influencer.
Yeah.
Dating an influencer, because that would be whoever.
Most of the people that said no were influencers.
Oh my God, I love that.
Voted.
See, okay. So it does determine, like, for instance, whoever I date is going to have to date an influencer. You know what I mean? So, that's
exactly.
Interesting. But for me personally, being an influencer, I would not want to date another influencer only because it can really mess with your relationship. And I have not officially seen it work out of any YouTuber couple.
Thoughts on influencers that date other influencers?
Well, here's my thing. No, yeah, like I said, I just feel like a lot of people break up. I mean, David, Liza, Lauren, Alex, like...
David and Liza's video was...
So sad.
More sad than any This Is Us
episode. It's heartbreaking, and then on top, like...
And
I
then
can't
you have to
imagine.
See all their crap.
Yeah, I can't imagine... And, you know, having someone... When you're... Let's say you're vlogging, and your boyfriend gets you flowers... What happens over time is you realize, okay, were you actually wanting to do that, or were you just doing that for the vlog?
Oh,
do you
actually, whoa, I didn't think of it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that is 1,000% what happens.
Whoa.
Because you realize, like, okay, without
that's
the camera,
weird.
Would you love me the same? Like, it's tolling
that's
on your relationship.
Weird. What about friendships?
Oh, see, luckily, and this is probably me from this is probably me from making a lot of those friendships
yeah.
earlier. I love my friends so much, and I feel like we... I feel very, very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to thinking if I was starting now making friends, I think it'd be really, really hard.
I feel like a lot of my, I have a lot of friends that like are in the same space mm-hmm. and I find them complaining to me about it or like, yeah, I don't know if they like want me to hang out because of this or because
yeah.
of this or whatever. And I can't even imagine questioning why someone wants to hang out with you. Like
yeah.
if it's because they want you.
I mean, I will say that I feel like when I first started, I definitely felt like the outcast group. You know, there were some really like popular girls and, it's always funny when, like, later they're like, oh, my God, hey, girl. And then you're like,
yeah.
oh, you're you like, never would have talked to me before.
Yes.
But now I have more followers than you.
Yes.
So now are you talking to me? Or now have you just respect, like, now do you just respect
yeah.
me? Like,
that's what I've, okay, so.
Maybe that's also probably why I get weird on some of those influencer trips because I'm like. Like, I'm just
totally.
Like, I'm like,
no.
I'm awkward. I don't know.
And I understand that. Like, I, again, not to the extreme, but even, like, moving from the Midwest to LA, like, to some people is a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, even for me, it was a big deal. And so, when I moved here, like, random people would hit me up, like, from high school that
like,
I
hey,
was not friends with.
It's always
with.
The girl.
They're
hey,
like,
girl.
Yeah. Hey, girl, like, totally miss you. Like, would love to come visit. And I'm like, come visit?
You're like, you want to visit me
yeah,
and work them
even
down
talk.
The street?
Like, you were, I don't know. It's just like, it's weird.
It's weird because, and here's the thing. Sometimes you feel like a horrible person because you're like, shoot, am I like second guessing them? Am
mm-hmm.
I being like, am I in the wrong for like questioning their motives
uh-huh.
and thinking that there's a hidden motive? But then at the same time, you're like, no, because I don't know. It's weird.
Or people ask me to stay like the quote unquote visit. And I know they want to use my apartment as a hotel.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but then you don't want to be that person who's like, oh, well, I know. You can, but do you mind paying X amount?
Yeah,
you
know? or being like, no. It's a really, they put you in a really awkward position.
Yeah.
Thoughts on influencers that date other influencers? Honestly, I love watching it.
I love watching it, too.
As a viewer, if I were, like,
I think it can work. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I do think it can work. I think you have to...
I think you understand each other's jobs really well.
I think you have to really know what you're getting into.
Yeah. 76% said yes. Yay.
Mm.
24% said nay. I mean, who doesn't love to watch a love story? Yeah.
No. No, completely.
Would you date someone you work for?
Hmm. Well, this is... Okay.
Would you?
I work for. I'm going to say no. Only because here's my thing. And this is just me and my personality.
Yeah.
I am so driven in my own way that whoever I date, I want them or marry, like, I want them to be doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to...
I'm way too competitive.
I'm also competitive. Like, I want them to be... so driven also, but I don't see how they can be so driven and then me working under, like, but no, maybe if sense. It aligns, I just don't see it realistically happening.
Yeah.
I see me doing my thing, them doing their thing. They kind of, like, touch, but they don't. Like,
I would be way too competitive. It wouldn't be a healthy relationship. It wouldn't be as, like, dynamic
and
for me.
So Ashley and I, she's my sister. We live together. We work together and we, like,
do life
we're
together.
Weird. I don't know how we do it. We barely fight, like... And she's honestly the only person that I feel like will be like that in my life.
For real.
And I don't know how. And it's just a weird. It's I literally people are always like, how do you do it? How do you not fight? I'm like, I don't know. We just
even
like,
when we're filming, sometimes I'm like, how are they not bickering right now? Like, she'll like we'll be on like the 30th take. And Alicia's like, again. And Ashley's like, okay. I'm like, okay.
So it goes down to our personalities, yeah. Like the Enneagram thing.
Yeah.
She's a 9 and I'm a 3, if you guys know that.
And it makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes complete sense.
No, I love... It's actually so interesting to watch your guys' dynamic because you're so different, but so similar.
We complement each other in really good ways.
Yeah. I want to date someone that just has a different job than me just because I want to have something cool. Like, I want to be learning from them about their
job.
And
you want to come home from work and be like, oh my God, I miss you. I've been thinking about you all freaking day. You know what I mean? Opposed to just like, okay.
40% said yes, they would. 60% said nah.
I don't think it's bad. I just think me personally, like,
agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it intimidating if your girl makes more money than you?
I don't think it is, but I do think... For guys, it's a really big struggle. And that I will say from firsthand experience, not firsthand, secondhand experience, I guess, not firsthand. That also is a problem with a lot of relationships of a lot of my friends who are, you know, making money doing YouTube. And then they're in these relationships with guys and they get really intimidated because they don't feel like they're like man enough.
Like pulling the weight in the relationship.
Yeah, like that they're not bringing, that they're not worthy of anything. Yes. So I think it's a huge insecurity for guys.
And then I asked, do you expect guys to make more money than you?
I don't expect them to. I think realistically looking, like I'm like, oh, you know, if I think I don't know. So this is me thinking out loud. I don't think I've ever had to think about that until now. Now I'm thinking realistically like, oh, I don't know.
It's, I mean, to be honest,
growing like, up, I would have been like,
we grow up and we are, as a girl, you're like grown up with movies, whether it's your parents or grandparents or whatever, people surround you, they're like, marry rich.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like luckily.
So
that was never.
And like women didn't work as much growing up.
Oh, no. Just a societal thing of like men bring in the money and girls do whatever.
So I understand why we both kind of have this like thing in our head. But I do think times have changed. And
no, I think that's awesome.
Which is sick.
For me, I would rather make more money and my husband be so driven with what he's doing.
Agreed.
And like proud of that and like not fazed by that.
I would be, I don't, it doesn't bother me. I just want him to be like doing his own thing, killing it.
Yeah. Whatever. So, but whatever that is. So maybe he's doing a startup. Like, maybe he's not making money from it, but if he's passionate about it, then he's going to succeed at it.
You can be an investor.
Oh my God. Yes. So maybe would he work for me? Like, I don't know how that works. Anyway,
is it intimidating? Only 14% said yes.
Really?
86% said no. That's what I was like.
So I think most of those answers were girls.
Let's look.
Because, and again, just secondhand experience, a lot of relationships I know, it's such a big problem. Even I was watching, I saw A Star Is Born. It's amazing. But Lady Gaga was on Ellen's show, and even Ellen was like, oh, it's a known thing, because not going to spoil the movie. But like when the girl becomes like more popular, like,
yeah,
successful. Anyways,
like hardly any guys voted that it is intimidating. Mostly girls did. And then the rest of them. Yeah. I'm surprised by that, but kind of love it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So maybe. Okay, cool.
If you got a brand deal that's worth $1 million to talk about something you 100% don't agree with, would you do it?
Ooh,
would you do it?
Would I do it? I would say no. And I know that sounds like...
I wouldn't either.
Can like, I... Easily. Do you want some real tea?
Yeah.
This is some real tea.
Oh my God, guys.
Guys, I've...
Cuddle in.
No, I've never said this. Okay. I was once offered a deal for $100,000.
Holy cow.
That I did
one
not,
deal.
One deal. Okay. That I did not believe in, so I turned down. I know. I'm
so
actually
proud of you.
I kind of forgot about that, but I am really proud of that. Because who wouldn't turn that down?
Oh my god.
So can I say something?
Yeah.
What's hard is when you do take the sponsorships that are nowhere near that amount,
yeah,
that you love and believe in, yeah, and viewers think that you're being a sellout, that's when you're like, oh, you don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't even know. I just turned this deal down.
How did you immediately have the reaction that you were like, oh, no way, I'm not doing that? Or did you really have to contemplate it, talk to a few people about it, talk to your sis, parents?
I felt it in my gut.
Like, immediately, whoever proposed it to, and you're like, no.
Yeah, and then, of course, they're like, oh, well, maybe we can figure something out. I was just like...
Yeah, because they're... Yeah.
I was just like, no, I can't.
Wow.
It's hard.
Good for you.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I said that.
No, thank you so much for sharing, because that's real stuff.
No, yeah. I do love how, like, on David, like, the Views podcast, like, I love how he's just very open about
and
that
And he
stuff.
Talks... He's like, yeah, I just invested $1 million in Tesla. I'm
so... Oh, my God, nervous. Amazing. No, I love it. And I think, also, I feel like most people who listen to podcasts are older, so...
Yeah. But only 39% said yes, they would do the $1 million. 61% said no.
You know what? I will say, Oh my God, like, that would be so, like, realistically, think about
it. Would eat me
I
alive.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine, but it would eat me alive if I did it.
Mm.
Especially when you're spending the money.
Oh my God.
Maybe, what if you donate it?
Well, but are you donating it off of guilt?
Oh,
I think
true.
That kind of even goes back to, oh, yeah. I don't know. Sorry,
I don't like
sorry,
it.
Okay,
we don't
I
like don't it. Know. Okay, next question.
Next
Do
question.
You think YouTubers discuss their pay rates with other YouTube friends?
Yes, you're not supposed to, especially if there's an NDA with your contract.
I definitely know that they do.
Oh, they do. But some deals don't have an NDA. Most do.
Yeah.
I would say 99% do.
Most people 62% do. Said yes. 38% said no. I understand it.
But there have been, I will say, and one thing I do love about my friend group is, it's not why aren't you telling me how much you're making? Like, why are you being shady? There is such a mutual, like, professional respect of, like, I would never expect someone to tell me something.
Yeah.
So it's not like gossiping, like,
that's
oh my
fabulous.
God, what'd you make? Mm-hmm. It's like,
you guys are all really supportive of each other.
I feel so lucky, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
If you're an influencer, do you expect other influencers / celebrities to respond to your DMs?
Okay. More tea. I don't expect them to respond, but I'm very aware that I know if they're on the app that they see it.
Yeah.
Because I remember having this expectation of, oh, what does Justin Bieber's Twitter inbox mm-hmm. look like? And granted, I'm not Justin Bieber, but, like, understanding the whole verified system. So if you guys don't know, if you're verified on Twitter, basically you have your timeline, your mentions, and then there adds a new one that's the verified tab. And not that many people in the world are verified. So if I was to like Justin Bieber's... Let's flip it because that's more understandable. If he was to like my tweet, instead of seeing it in my mentions, I would just be able to see it in my verified.
Yeah.
So it's an easier way for it not to be noticed.
Basically, it's one giant filter.
It's basically a huge filter. And also, a lot of traditional celebrities actually don't have that many followers.
I know.
It's a thing, which is why a lot of people are starting to do social media.
Yeah.
Granted, minus the Justin Biebers, minus the Kylies. I'm trying to think of...
No, the main girl on Handmaid's Tale has less followers than definitely you and your sister. For
Which,
sure.
Oh, so,
but she's so like all over the place, you know?
Who was it? Even like freaking, oh my God, this is so random. But like I followed Post Malone. So then it showed that I followed him and then he followed me back.
What?
Yeah, he followed me back.
That's
Which like
so
it's so random. But I know that he saw Alicia Marie followed you, he was able to
like your pics.
No, he hasn't liked anything. But like, I know that's how he found me because I know he didn't search in my name. Yeah. He found it from the tab. So
wait, on Twitter. Instagram, do they have a tab like that?
They don't. Mm. The only thing with Instagram is if I was to DM someone who is verified, it'll even if they're not following me, it'll go in their DMs.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the nice thing about the DM thing.
Yeah.
60% said yes. I would say yes. If I were to send a DM and I was verified and I was going to send it to a celebrity because I wanted them in a video or whatever, mm-hmm. if I liked something, I would expect them to respond.
At least
like
see it.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Who's bigger, influencers or celebs?
This is a conversation one. These are one of those questions that when you post, I'm like, I can't pick one. I can't pick one because there's two different reasons for two different things.
Yeah.
I think as an overall actual reach to people, I would say influencers because the engagement, the interaction, like you have more of a...
trust you more because you open your life to them.
When I say my favorite makeup wipes are blank, like they're trusting me because I'm saying like, these are my favorite. You guys, it's like a friend referring, like...
Exactly.
Giving you
like
guys...
Like if Reese Witherspoon told me about the makeup wipes, I would... like kind of believe her,
but if I'm like yo go buy this you'd be like oh I need this okay
exactly
so that's how influencers why I think they're quote bigger because they have a bigger influence that way. Celebrities I think in the common just world in general are seen bigger, they're more seen as like untouchable.
Agreed.
For instance I think
and they're kind of timeless.
So it's interesting because in a way I think celebrities are bigger, but then when you look at someone like Elizabeth Moss, who doesn't have that many followers, you're like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah. But she's also doing way cooler stuff than I think I am.
Well, it's just different.
It's a very, very different thing.
Like, also, you have to think, like, for instance, the Titanic, everyone's, no matter how old you are, you're still going to watch it.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes, it's not like everyone's going to be watching.
Yeah.
You know, it depends. I think that celebrities generationally are bigger, but nowadays, influencers are way
better. My initial answer would say influencers because I'm a little biased, but
my vote would be
I understand why
too.
People would say celebrities.
24% said influencers, 76% said celebs. If you're a actor, definitely work on your social media.
Oh, that's my biggest advice to anyone. It's almost like your new resume.
Yeah, it is. 76% said celebs.
Mm.
Are influencers the new celebrities?
I would say yeah.
Same. 60% said yes.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Proud of you, Indiana people.
Yeah, we'll just say yeah to that.
40% said no. How many DMs do you think influencers get a day?
Oh, I wish I had my phone. I would have just opened it.
Okay, well, do you want me to tell you what people said?
Oh, yeah.
5,000. Depends on their followers. Millions. Tons of tons.
Sorry, DMs or like on Twitter? There's a very big difference.
I don't know.
Or tagged mention. Like, there's a huge difference.
3,100 depends on their following. 500 plus, 100, 30, 1 to 5 per 1,000 followers. A bunch of them. What would you say?
Oh, my God. That's kind of all over the place. But overall, I feel like it's way higher than...
Really?
I mean, I definitely get a lot...
How many direct messages on Instagram do you think you get a day?
Oh... I was thinking of just my actual DMs, not because there's another category.
Yes. Yeah.
Does everyone have that? I have no idea.
I don't think so.
So I go to my DMs. There's my DMs, and then there's a other page
that shows you
when I go to that. So I have no idea. It could be on the thousand. I literally have no idea.
No, I know what you mean.
Wow, I was about to be like, oh my God, it's not that many.
Because it shows you. All of the people, like the message requests.
The message requests is what the other thing is. So that's why I'm like, oh, so those are DMs I'm getting, but I just don't see them.
Yeah, you don't.
I would say roughly like in the hundreds. And I have I have almost 4 million.
Oh my God.
So I would definitely say hundreds for
sure. How many do you think like Kim Kardashian gets?
Oh, like I can't imagine. Like thousands.
How does her Instagram not break?
I think that's why they have that like little system.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't see 90% of it.
No, she doesn't. Are YouTubers narcissistic?
I think a lot of people have to have traits of it. Ava and I were actually just talking about this the other day.
Really?
We were like watching like some videos and we were like, ooh.
What was your final consensus on this?
I even remember talking to Ryland about this too. We were like, in order for someone to, and this isn't everyone, but for someone to like sit and edit themselves for hours and take pictures for themselves for hours and like not hate that, it's like, do you have to be narcissistic and, or have tendencies or like, yeah. I don't know. Like
Shane's next docuseries.
Shane's next series. Are all YouTubers narcissistic? So I think like a That'd lot of people good. Can have traits of that.
I think so too. But like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm not a narcissist.
I know. I was like, am I? I don't think so. I don't know. Like,
I think some, it's way more prominent in other people.
Yeah. And so, here's the hard part. Some influencers just want to be famous and some influencers love.
Oh, wow.
Like, I personally love the business side of it. Yeah. I love the branded side. I
can
creating.
Attest to this.
Yeah. I just like Gary Vee. Oh my God. Love him. Where some people don't care about that and they just want to be famous. So maybe those are more of the narcissistic. I don't know. No idea.
56% said yes. 44% said no. That kind of shocked me. I thought more people were going to say yes.
Hmm.
Who are your favorite YouTubers and influencers? That's what I asked.
Who?
Who would you say?
Well,
besides
there's,
your friends.
I was going to... Casey Neistat's Couples Therapy podcast is my favorite thing of life. I wish they uploaded slightly more consistent, but I'm not going to come at them. That's another
thing.
You're
having a baby. We understand.
I understand. You're having your second kid. That's something else I find funny. When I listen or watch other people's like stuff, I... am the viewer who's like, oh, where's your next upload? Why aren't you uploading? When I know, like, oh, it's like,
it's hard.
It's hard. So
that's so
I catch
funny.
Myself and I have to be like, Alicia, like, you get it. It's okay.
People are saying Colleen, Justine, David Dobrik, Brooke Michio, Maggie McDonald, Danielle Carolyn, Remy Cruz,
Rim Life,
David, Shane Dawson, James Charles, Olivia Jade, James Charles, Emma Chamberlain, Jackie Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Makeup.
Oh, makeup? Cool.
Yeah, she's great.
Shane and David, Olivia Jade, Danny Duncan. Literally, like, so many James Charles, another Danielle, Kenzie Elizabeth, yeah, shout out, that's my baby, another Brooke, Shane Dawson, Tana, Jordan Underwood.
That's funny, there's a lot of names I don't know.
I know. Sarah Knuth, I don't know who that is. Moo Moo and Macaroons, I don't know who that is.
I love that name.
Kristen Johns, Shane, Kenzie. Literally, like, a ton of, like, the friend squad of Danielle, Kenzie, Brooke, of course, they are. Tons of James Charles fans.
Love
and
him.
Shane is the hot thing right now. What would you say?
Oh, I would totally agree. I'm trying to think of who I like am diehard watching and listening to right now. Honestly, podcast is you, Kenzie, and Casey for my podcast.
So sweet.
And Garrett.
So, well, honestly, same. I love Kenzie and Casey. I love David too.
Dave and views. Yeah, I'm still looking for some people, but
my favorites are definitely Casey. I'm like
love
a huge Casey girl.
Love Gary.
Love David Dobrik. Yeah. I love David Dobrik.
He's funny. He's really funny. Lily.
I also love Nikki. Your friend.
Nikki. Yeah. I love her.
Love her.
I'm trying to think of not my friends. That's why I was
I'm trying to... Oh, I think Emma Chamberlain's really funny.
She's funny. She's great. I think she added something really great to the community. Like that. Like, I feel like that was missing, you know?
Uh-huh. My favorite are vlogs, personally. Okay.
I love vlogs.
You don't have to answer these, but I added these by myself.
Oh, okay.
Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
Jake Paul. I think I answered all these. Jake.
Jake?
Yeah.
Yay! I put Jake. Do you think it's because of Shane's vid or was
no? That would have been my opinion before that.
Same. Jake won 83%.
That I'm surprised it's not 90. Honestly.
but same, Loki.
I just like taking all other like feelings aside. I never was interested in Logan's vlogs for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Where like I was never that interested in Jake's either, but I would like. Check in every now and then.
I think Jake's part of the Team 10 thing that I think like
it's just interesting.
Yeah, like the fact that he like made
a business.
That business.
Yeah, maybe that's
really
what it
interesting.
Is. Yeah.
Because he's like kind of in charge of all those people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Main channel or vlog?
Vlogs.
Vlogs won 68%. Not surprised. David or Liza?
I voted and it said 50-50, but I was like, it's the same.
You don't know?
I think I put Liza, but I honestly was like David, though.
I would put okay. I freaking love Liza, like Team Liza, like please
so
be my friend.
Okay, this was why I was torn. Content-wise, David.
Same.
I've never personally met him, though. And I have met Liza, and she was the sweetest person
I think
of life.
I've met, I have actually like met her once because I was working a party at Coachella and like she came in the line I was working at.
She's so like literally
and was so nice and she had no idea who I was and she was like being a normal person. She yeah. was so sweet. So I was like, I was like, I like you. But David, content wise for content, me.
Yeah.
It's 50-50.
See, I get it.
We understand. Someone DM me that I should ask this. Should prankster YouTubers who post vids of their illegal pranks get arrested?
I would say at least a fine.
Yeah.
Here's my big thing. One, same. I feel like it's bad for the community because it makes people be like, oh, that's what totally. I need to do now.
It's which so thirsty
I feel
for
like, though, luckily content. Right now, it's kind of getting out of that phase.
I'm like, be more creative.
Yeah, I feel like it's getting out of that phase. But I also get from, like, the realistic side of, like, can they prove that they did that?
Yeah, or, yeah. Like, 67% said yes. When you take pics of someone, how many do you normally take?
Oh, a million.
Yeah,
well,
take a million
just kidding.
Too.
Like 40.
25% 50. Said 1 to 5. 75%
oh my God.
Said 5+. If you take 1 to 5 photos, goodbye.
5? Okay.
5, yeah.
But like
one's not
if I'm asking you to take a photo of me, how many photos did you take of me today?
Oh, I don't even know how many.
Probably like 200.
Yeah.
Like with all of them together.
At least.
And I'm like, okay, I think I have some options.
Literally, you're like,
but
I think
that's
I
true.
Have
I'm
some.
Like, I think I have some.
Okay, Jeffree Star or James Charles?
This is when I couldn't decide.
You couldn't?
Did I vote on this one?
I have no idea.
I don't think I was able to.
I
think I put Jeffree.
Really?
But I love James.
Okay.
See, another one. I know James personally. I don't know Jeffree personally.
After the secret world.
Yeah.
I would say Jeffree, but like, I really want to be friends with James. I think he's so cool. Like, I think I like
true.
James.
True.
I think I could like hang out with him. Like Jeffree, I'm just like infatuated by him.
Yeah. I can't, I don't think I can.
I don't think I could like hang out. Like, I don't think we'd be BFFs.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
You know, like, I feel like he's way too cool for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and then you think of just content-wise, and you think of, like, personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know.
Love
them both.
Jeffree's 52%, James is 48.
That's good.
They're both honestly amazing.
They're both amazing.
Yeah. And they kill it. Best traditional celeb who goes YouTuber? I said Josh Peck or Shay Mitchell.
Josh Peck, but I am going to say Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
You should have put him.
I should have put him.
But Josh Peck.
I love Will Smith.
Well, I think Will's doing a great job.
I'd say Josh Peck, too. Love you, Shay. Like, your Instagram's popping, but...
No, yeah. And, yeah. Love Josh.
Most seen brand deal, Sugar Bear Hair or Fit Tea?
I put Fit Tea, but then I saw that the results
I
said...
I see Sugar Bear Hair more. It's 60% or 59% Sugar Bear Hair. So...
That's crazy.
That wraps up our...
Juicy polls.
Oh, I just have God. A few last-minute questions to add.
Okay.
Even though I know we're way over time.
That's fine.
Casey's glasses are to him as to what is to you.
Oh, my gosh. I suck at stuff like this.
Because what's your go-to thing, like, you can't leave the house without?
Well, realistically, I'm like, okay, like, Chloe, but, like, I also don't leave the house like that.
Okay, Chloe would be good. Chloe
but then,
is your glasses.
I also... Like, of course, like, let's take Chloe out of this. Like, of course, I love my dog.
Yeah.
An Alfred
ice. Alfred.
Oat oh, milk latte with vanilla.
Okay. Most real YouTuber on camera
day.
And in person.
Are there options?
Mm-mm. Like, someone that you've watched and you're in person, they're the same, and you're like, whoa, that was awesome.
Tila.
Really?
She is like, and she gets a lot of hate. Like,
really?
She is honestly like,
that's so awesome to hear.
No, yeah, she's amazing. And I think I understand why people like read her wrong and she gets so much hate. Like, but I feel like, especially after like hanging out with her for a bit and then especially meeting her mom, you're like, oh my gosh, I get you.
That's how I feel with meeting parents. I met her parents tonight and I spent like a few hours with them alone without her and like now I know their life story, like everything makes sense.
Yeah. Of course other people,
that's awesome.
I will say there's a lot of YouTubers who are like the same and amazing and you know, but
When you were on Disney Channel, did you do the, hi, my name is Alicia, and you're
I wish
Disney
I
Channel?
Did. No, I was just, I did a cameo as myself, so I was only
Dang
in one
that.
Episode. I think you have to, like, be in a show to do that.
Ugh.
I know, I was really hoping that would come in it.
Describe your dream guy in 3 words.
Ooh, funny, good looking. I don't know. Wait, physical traits, whatever traits?
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Funny, tall. They have to be taller than me with tall. Heels. Like, or at least, like...
Alexa, I'm over, a tall man like, in my cart.
Literally over 6 foot at least, because with heels, like, I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, no, you deserve that.
And driven.
Love that. Describe yourself in 3 words.
Ooh. Workaholic.
Okay. Be true.
Very motivating with others, I will say for sure. Mm-hmm. I love helping people. And... like, problem solver? I don't know. I'm trying to think of, can you describe me in 3 words?
I would say workaholic. I'll keep that.
That's a given.
Workaholic, humble.
Oh, thank you.
And,
is it weird to say humble for myself? Like, I'm humble.
actually, is that, not a humble person wouldn't say that.
I know, that's why I'm like oh, that's, I get why I didn't.
And approachable.
Oh, I love yours way better than mine, so we're gonna go with yours.
What would you say about me?
Oh my god, like, so, like...
oh god, I'm scared. No, no, no. Her eyelashes are batting.
Just...
oh god, I'm nervous.
I'm really bad with wording, so okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But, like, how I was saying, you're just so, like... like, an infectious personality of, like, so much, like, that's so positive. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's sweet of you.
Like, you're just... great to be around. So I don't, whatever word like works with
thanks,
that.
Thanks. Hear that, fellas?
Just great. Such a catch. Just so hot. Also workaholic. Cause I know you. Yeah, I just know. But I like. I that's why we get each other.
She's like, "Are you sure you don't want to go home?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's fine."
You're like, "No, it's fine." And then you seem really genuine.
Really?
Which is hard to find in LA.
Oh my god, that makes me so happy.
Are you not genuine? I'm just kidding.
No. It makes. I like
you listen when people are talking to you. You like give your like real advice.
It like stresses me out. It's one of my biggest fears that people don't think I am.
No, because I feel like I'm around a lot of people where I feel tense because I'm like
because I'm around. I think it's because I'm around so many people that aren't. So I'm like, do I come off that
no,
way?
No, I feel very comfortable with you.
Oh my god,
so I think that's because
stresses
you're very
me
genuine.
Out.
Oh my god,
no seriously though, because there's so many disgenuine people.
Yeah. Here.
Okay. And then, last thing, what is, just to go on the opposite side of the spectrum, what's something you're bad at?
I just can't think of anything. I was kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm bad at doing my hair. I think I'm also bad at, wow.
Isn't it hard?
I'm kind of, not in a conceited way. I feel like there's a lot of things I am, like, okay at. It's not that I'm, like, bad at. A lot of my problems, honestly, are more like, for instance, when I did cheer, my biggest downfall was, like, I would get so, like, scared about tumbling. Mm-hmm. So it's, like,
ooh.
Like, I could physically
ooh, I know what you're
head.
Bad at. You get in your freaking head.
Oh, well, yeah, I get in my head.
Yeah.
With everything.
And you do care about what people think.
I care so. So, for instance, if I was doing, oh, my God, yeah.
I have to talk you out of it a lot.
No, yeah, and we really, yeah.
I would say I'm bad at, like, with homework, I will push it to the last minute.
You procrastinate?
Yeah. But with certain things.
Yeah.
With that, I also don't make my bed every day, which I wish I did.
Oh, I don't. Ashley does. I don't.
I know. My Allie does.
Dang.
So, yeah, I'm sure there's more things.
I'm also bad at doing the dishes, which we talked about earlier.
Okay. Well, if you have any parting words, what would you say?
Subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment,
subscribe. Okay, where can people find you for real?
Okay, yeah. So my main channel is Alicia Marie. My second channel is Alicia Marie Vlogs. You can just type in Alicia Marie on Twitter. Instagram's Alicia. If you just type
literally
in Alicia.
Her Instagram is Alicia. Like,
yeah,
that's
A-L-I-S-H-A.
It. Slide into her DMs, fellas, even though she may not see it.
You know.
Give her some love.
Single Pringle over here.
We have a new video coming out soon.
Yeah, we need some extras.
Yes, seriously.
But yeah, awesome.
I love it.
And don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe for TK's Juicy Pod on Apple Podcast, Google
Google Pod, Spotify, everywhere, wow. All the above.
I suck. I tried to give you such a good outro.
No, it was great. I really appreciate it. Please.
A for effort. Yeah. It's just a fail. Subscribe. She's amazing. Okay.
And yeah, if you want to vote on my polls, follow my Insta. It's at Taylor_King with a zero, TAYL0R_King. Follow me on Instagram so you can vote in the polls and be a part of the pod, because yes, without your votes, this none of this matters. And make someone's day. Peace out. Love you guys.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.